Okay, so we're just finishing up yesterday. The igra, the pirka, is rehatas, right? Is the igra, the pirka, the reward for the shear is the running. So I just wanted to finish off that last nakuda with the Beis Yaakov. I found Ishbitz, because he quotes the Gemara. So we're talking about different inyanim within that. And in Chassidus, clearly the rots is connected to rotsin, is the inner will. That's going to be the schar of everything, ultimately, the pnimius of it, right? The pnimius alev, Rachman aliba boy. We've been discussing this throughout, the no mele melech, and what do we say that we're learning? Anas Rachman apatre, what was this? A person, he's honest, but the ikr is the rotsin. We learned a lot about that. So I just quote here, because he quotes the Gemara, he says, Lazos, I'll just tell you really quickly. Lazos yumashech kol ha'adam, lahamlich alav as Hashem is baruch b'shalem is mimamalke ha'lev mireish darachris. A person's supposed to be mamlech ha'kodesh baruch from the depth, in a way of shalemis, from the depth of his heart, from beginning to end. U'kumoshe esnagav avram avinu, like Avram Avinu, sheshtadu b'tmidis lios moir v'zoriz b'vodas Hashem. We'd be like Avram Avinu, who's always in a constant state of zrizis. Kein b'yalduso v'chein b'zikunuso. Avraham was always running towards the Kodesh Baruch. And then he says over here, "Va'inin bezed dihinei darga da Avraham Avinu alav shalom, the madrega of Avraham Avinu who ki'inin shani b'shas igur de kal ducha." He has it the other way, igur de perka rahata. Right, the madrega of Avraham Avinu is this gemara that the schar of the kal is the ducha. Okay, the schar of the shear is running. V'hu, he says, what is this? She'ikur hayakris ba'olam hazeh. The main yakras, the preciousness in this world, hu hacheshek v'harotzen lavodas Hashem Yisbarach. This is the explanation of the Gemara. What does it mean, the running? Because the running is an expression of cheshek and rotzen to serve a Kodesh Baruch. That's the ikr. V'yakar hu, v'yakar hu me'apu'la atzma. This is where Chassidus, you know, goes deep dive. And it's even more precious than the mice itself. Okay? Again, we're in Chassidus here. Even as a katan. The ikar ha'esek sheyesh Hashem Yisbarach im abruim, the main esek that Kodesh Baruch has with people, the main esek, olam hazeh hu ha'cheshek v'harotzen v'heshtadlis, is the person's cheshek, rotzen, and the heshtadlis.
Scary also.
It is scary.
Why is it scary too?
Because if you did the ma'isa without any kavanah or any cheshek to it, then what do you have?
Being a robot.
You have, but not the best.
You still get star.
Where was it? I don't remember which chabura was. We were talking about that life comes at you based on your inner motivations. I don't know if it was here. And because a Kodesh Baruch Hu, basically his major asek with a person is the inner rotzen, the cheshek, or the inner motivations of a person. All the inner motivations, not usually what he does, but very often of what's inside. So life is going to mirror very often your cheshek or your lack of cheshek.
It's the psychological term, confirmation bias. Like, whatever you're feeling is what you're going to end up seeing also. Like, whatever is going on in your internal is what's going to...
So we have to know that when we're doing mitzvahs, we're doing the mitzvahs anyway. We've been doing mitzvahs for a long time. Davening, learning, and we're going to continue to do them. Now's the time to, like, bump up the rotzen a little bit. It's not that much, but you have to actively, again, want to be there. That's a big change of just doing it because you have to, between I want to do it. And even if a person doesn't yet want to want, which if you want to want, it's then figure out what's going on. Why don't I want? Ask a question. You don't enjoy davening. Why don't I enjoy davening? You ever ask yourself that question? We just say, I don't enjoy davening. It's like a little kid. I don't like it. You ask a kid, why? I don't like it. But why? I don't like it. But we do the same thing. We'll just dray around the same thing. We won't say it out loud because we're not. If someone would ask us, we wouldn't want to be embarrassed. But if someone asking us, we just dray around the same thing. I don't like it. It's just every day I don't like it. I do it because I have to, because God said I'd do it. I don't like it. Why not?
People should want to be.
Well, it's not 6 o'clock in the morning for sure.
Whatever it may be.
You're looking at tape. You talk to the table here. Why are you saying people? Why are you saying no one wants to stop?
Did I say no one wants to daven?
Saying
if a person, it's a general example, and so people have to know. And there's different madrigas.
Are we the exception or are we the rule?
Okay, no, yeah, we're just learning.
We're just talking about other people.
Yeah. So if there's any aspect, so if a person, I guess you're right. If there's a person every single day, 100%, he's ready to daven. That's amazing. But if there's only 90%, you still have what to work on, right? I have to work on. I have to also every day. I have to work on.
I'm not 100% every day. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who doesn't have to work on himself. But okay. So I was only talking to everybody else at the table. Okay. So, okay, Gvaldik, sure. We'll all pay attention. We'll, if you have any questions about davening, it's Morty. Listen, man, you asked for it. You asked for it. So, now the Igor de Kala's Ducha. Igor de Kala's Ducha. So, Igor de Kala, so the Ben Yo, which is again the Ben Yishkai, so he says, what's Igor de Pirk, what's Igor de Kala? They're both Shirim, right? Igor de Kala is, Rashi says, four Rashis up on the right side. Igor de Kala, Shabbos Lefnei Regil, Rashi says. The Shabbos before the Regil, right? Shalosh Regalim. So, the Shabbos before the Shalosh Regalim.
You said like I thought it was just Shabbos Hagadol and Shabbos Shuvah. So now we know there's more.
No, you're talking about
like special Shabboses that they had a thing.
Yeah, there used to be before every Moed.
Right now,
right. I don't know why Shavuos gets left out of like. Why is there no or Sukkot also? I don't know what happened to that.
Well, Sukkot gets lost because it's like 40 after Yom Kippur is like no.
No, but why not give? Why not give? No, because you don't always have a Shabbos before.
We had schedule.
Okay, yeah, no. But it used to be the Shabbos before the regular. The Shakol Nesaf and the Shmo Halachas Hilchas Aregel used to gather together, which I always thought would be a nice thing, like in every shul, like have a guy, not me, but have a guy before Yontif, just rip through all the halachas, you know, basic halachas, and people have to pay attention, you know. Because Shabbos Hagadol Drasha supposed to be a mix, and Rabbi does do a mix. He starts with a little halacha that he goes into, you know, inspiration. It's supposed to be teaching the halachas for those who don't really know, and the other regalim also. There's a lot of halachas. Halachas, a lot of halacha. It's not simple.
Pesach.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Sorry for asking a lot of questions.
Why?
But,
you're the guest of honor.
I'm done with that. Thanks for doing things. Anyway, so 30 days before, isn't that like a Gemara also?
Shalishim Kodem
Achad. Halak is starting a month.
Yeah, that's a person personally. Okay. This is Igor de Kala. This is where they all got together. Again, what the word Kala here means, I guess, I still don't know. Like Yarche Kala. I still don't even know how to spell Yarche Kala. Is it with a Ches or a Chaf? I don't even know what the word is. I've thought about it. I never looked it up. Like Yarech, like month, or Yarech, like your thigh.
Good.
I don't have no idea. I've thought about it in the past. You know, he's going to look it up for me. Okay, good. I've actually never thought to look it up. I just always think about it. And never. Okay, here we go. I don't even know how to spell it in English. I guess I could. So now, the Binayo says, "What's the difference between the Pirka and the Kala? Right, they're both Shirim." So the Binayo says that the Igor the Kala classically it's a set shir, big shir. Everybody comes, and therefore it's packed. And therefore, the schar for the Igor de Kala is duchka, is being pushed around and like handling yourself appropriately. Igor de Pirka, as Ben Ayo says, is when like a Tamil Chacham just comes to the town and just automatically says, okay, guys, I'm going to give a shir. And everybody starts to run. They hear. It gets all passed around the WhatsApp, right, in Europe. They had WhatsApp then. And then everybody runs. Okay, that's the difference between Pirka and Kala. Yarche Kala. Yarche with a chest, months. Kala of the bride. No, this makes sense. Is the name of a teacher's convention that was held twice a year in Babylonian academies by the Jews in captivity in Babylon. Interesting, it's only in Bavel, they say. Oh, this is Wikipedia, I have to know if it's true, but he says only in Bavel twice a year, even though Rashi says it was three times a year, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe before.
Yeah, Shavuos was. Well, maybe, I guess Sukkot was also.
Maybe Shavuos was in Pesach. It doesn't. I don't know. It's interesting, but still, of the bride, Yarche Kala, the ones of the bride, Yarche Kala.
Torah is Kala.
Tayro. Chuppah.
I know, but that's not for. What about Sukkot? That doesn't count.
No, but it's anytime, maybe.
I hear. Go. We're gonna go. Ask the guys at the Yarche Kala. Guys, do you know where you're at? Like, what does this word mean? Yarche Kala, Yarche Kala. All right. Fine. So, what's the Igor de Kala? The Duchka. So, Maral already told us from Taragra.
The year, the mirror in Yeshiva does it once a year.
They do, yeah. They had it a few months ago. It's a big thing, yeah. I always thought that we should have like an Eish Kodesh Yarche Kala.
They charge the same as I
right here.
What do you say?
$750. They charge the same at the mirror.
to go for the week?
To get their program, yeah.
To get their program and the grub. And stay? And they don't house you.
Yeah. No, we should do a Yarchi Kali here.
We look at the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
So they might have one here also.
Oh, near Brooklyn?
Saying it's not.
It says the mirror you were showing.
Yeah. What?
They do have them. I want to make a penis convention.
So, and we'll do it right across here from the atheist convention. Okay. It's a joke. It's a song. No? Anyway. Fine. Igor the Kal Dukkah. So what's the schar of Igor the Kal? So if we go with Rashi, so B'nai Yisasa goes like this, B'nai Shua says, that the Igor the Kal, again, you see like Rashi, because most people don't understand the shir, and because, right, they can't give it over, so therefore there has to be another schar. And Rashi says the Iker schar is getting pushed around. So what is that schar?
Are we assuming that people can understand this year because it's just halacha?
The Pnei Yeshua and the Yisrael do not assume that.
Point to Rashi.
They're in Rashi. Meaning, if they could understand it, then the Iker schar should be the learning. Meaning,
okay, I see.
Rashi said, Iker d'pirka, the Iker schar can't be the learning because most people don't understand, therefore you need something else. Shav v'chal nefesh, the running. So again, Rashi doesn't say the Iker schar is the learning. So the assumption that Pnei Yeshua makes and the assumption that Bnei Yisrael makes is that it must be here also. Most people won't understand the shir. Therefore, there has to be a different Iker Schar.
Why can't it be running again?
What?
Why can't it be running again?
Oh, so that's where the Benayo, the Ben Yishchai, comes and says, the Schar for Kal is not about the... Because he says, that, again, Benayo says, because since the running was more about... Again, you have to drop the rut something right now. So in the Chitzonius, Igur de Pirka is when a Rav just comes to town and says, I'm saying a shir tomorrow. So everybody starts to run to that place where Igur de Kal, everybody knows it's coming. That means they're not motivated, but it's not.
You mean like a Chabura that's already set in the schedule?
Igur de Kal. Yeah, that's what Igur de Kal is. It's before the regal. So it's not about the physical running, okay, the way that they're learning. Mm-hmm. It's about the pushing because there's going to be hundreds and thousands of people there or whatever it may be. So I was thinking, you know, there's a saying or something. You ever have two people, or you could be learning, or two kids. You can have two kids at a table doing homework together. You ever have this? Two kids at homework together, right? Sitting like this apart. It's you're not far enough away from me. Like, you have the fight over the book, you know? One pushes this way, he pushes this way. You have this? No, you don't have it yet. Oh, you're going to have it. Don't worry. You're going to have it. So fun. I'll give up. The fight for this little space, which it's not even, it's no man's land.
It's the principle.
It's the principle that they're fighting back and forth, and they're going crazy. Yet when you have two people who love each other, they could sit right next to each other and not feel pressed. So I was thinking that the Iker Schar of the Iker Dekal Duchka is because if you can handle being pushed around, like you go to a shir, sometimes you get pushed around, you don't like it. But if you really want to hear that shir,
you don't care.
I can't say everybody, but hopefully you'll care less.
You have to go to Borough Park.
What?
You have to go to Borough Park.
If you want to get pushed around by a shear or something, go to Borough Park, yes. If you want to have a Shiloh Sekhanas Lafashis, I think Morty, you told me you once were there by Ger. You got pushed around over there or no? Ger Mamish. It's Yadua. It's like Sekhanas Lafashis. That's the way it is. Ramalto talks about it. I've never experienced it. Because we used to, by Chabur on Sunday nights, so we have, it's around the table, and he gets like very tight. So he's like, no, ma chaimish. And like, he's like, it's not ger. We're like, what does that mean? He's like, well, ger, it's mamshakonis tefashis. People could die. There's so many people packing in and like pushing. Also, Zanin, you have to know that by Chassidim, when they push, it's not out of bad midas. That's just their culture. When you have like a regular guy like us go over there, like, what's wrong with you guys? Why don't you guys have me this? It's not even in there. What?
You just got to do the same thing.
Who does?
You have to do the same
thing. Yeah, you do the same thing. And I love it. It's so geschmack. You guys just push a guy out of the way. And, like, it doesn't matter.
I don't know why we're not like that. So I should just, everyone's like, nice line.
No, because we come from a different culture. And our midas are about not pushing. If you push, then you have no midas.
I have to change that.
You want to change that?
Why is pushing better?
It's not midos. I'm not saying it is midos. It's just not bad midos to them because their culture is that you put. And it's only bad midos because we get bothered when people push. Let's say nobody got bothered. Let's say you were wearing pads and you're playing hockey and checking each other. Like, all right, that's what we do. That's what they do. That's it. That's what they do. It's hard for us to appreciate it because we don't do that.
We don't like when people push us because, like, when we were growing up, our parents said, like, oh, don't push in line. But, like, they never had that because everyone always wanted to.
And that doesn't make it right.
Right.
Yeah, they're not doing it out of a bad place.
Right.
That's the point. And no one cares. The next Gemara says, Igra, what's the next one? Igra the Shmaita Svara. Igra the Shmaita Svara, yeah? So what is Shmaita? So here it seems to be like the learning itself. Right, before we're talking about going to Shirim, now we're talking about the learning itself. Igra the Shmaita Svara. What does Rashi say? Shuyiga v'toreach, right? Yigia, you work hard, v'toreach, you burden yourself, v'machashav, you think, l'havin, to understand, taimash adavar. You really try to understand the thing. Amelis v'tor. The Amelis v'tor is the Iker. Whether you understand or not understand, ultimately, is not the...
Just sitting there and trying to understand is the Iker. Actually be more important than the running to the shul.
They're two different things. I don't want to compare. I don't know if I can want to compare the two.
Well, when you talk about the Iker is one thing.
But the Iker of learning versus the Iker of going to the shir. See, that's why we pointed out after it was after the shir yesterday, we're pointing out that when Rashi's talking about Iker the Pirka Rahota, it's running to a shear. Yeah, I don't know exactly. I hear the question.
But I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know how to compare. But I'll upon him, it's the Svar. So what does the Bnei Yehuda say? So that's very important. He says, Nirulim Khan, Gam Khan, Hu Aderech Hanal, the Iri Al Schar Al Mazes. So the Bnei Yehuda, if you remember from yesterday, all the Igra, this is the Igra of running to the Shir. Of course the Iker Schar is the learning, ultimately. That's for Olam Haba. But Olam Hazeh, you're going to receive reward based on the extras. The running, based on getting pushed around but handling it.
So the Iker depends on the world we're talking about.
The Iker, he's not saying the Iker, he's just saying the Schar. But again, the thing that you would have thought is the Iker, which is the learning itself, that's for, the schar is for Olam Haba.
Okay.
But in this world, you will receive...
For the running,
for getting pushed around. And for here, he says, Ki schar halimun atzmo vadehu b'Olam Haba. The schar of learning itself. What in this world can you receive in physical reality that would be worth the schar of the spiritual? Nothing. So that's saved for later. Ach b'Olam Hazeh ikar schar, but there is schar in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah. The actual schar for a mitzvah can't be bound to this world. Rishoyim get it in this world because everything by them is gashmis. Because their learning wasn't learning. Their learning was for kavod, it was for taiva. But people who are learning lishma, they're trying to learn lishma, that's something that you can't give in this world. No one would want to downgrade their schar for this world. However, but there is schar in this world, but that's for the bonuses. Shehi ha-simcha, sheyesh l'adam b'tarah. When a person has a simcha in his Torah, tichsiv pekudei Hashem yisharim sam chilev. Pekudei Hashem, the mitzvahs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, are yisharim, they're straight. Misam chilev, that gladdens a person. Right? When there's a man of simcha, now mishanich nazad amar b'simcha, one of the mahalchim is, learn a little extra. There's many ways that the post can bring down how to even mekayim that. On Sunday I was talking about, Rishon Zalman says, stop worrying, work on not worrying, and that helps simcha. Some say, doing acts of tzedakah. There's different ways. But one of the ways is to add limud Torah during other. That's what we're trying. That's why they started the chabur at night, right? Trying to learn Masechtas Megillah. There's different things a person should take on it. It gladdens a person. Ach ikar ha-simcha. So how do you get the simcha in learning? It says the ikar ha-simcha tiya la'odam aidea svara. You get simcha in learning when you have a svara shu mazber midaito b'shmaitza. When a person on his own thinks of svaras in learning. This is very important. Very often in learning, as we've gone through our learnings, we take in. Whatever the Gemara says, we take in. Whatever the Rebbe says, we take in. We just take in. People don't always use their own brains, their own thoughts. I've discussed with the people before. It is so important for learning, for your own personal learning and enjoyment in learning, you have to enter into the learning. How do you enter into it? Thinking. By asking one question. Asking a question. What's the difference between Bikias and Bi'in? One of the differences is Bikias is you just You learn. It's all the information coming in. Ian is, you ask one question on your own. It doesn't even mean that it's a bad question. I mean, it should be a thoughtful question. There's no bad questions if it's thoughtful. Even in the Gemara sometimes you have a question and then they're like, what kind of question was that? But it's in the Gemara. You know, it's not like they didn't put it in the Gemara. And a person can also come up with an answer. If I'm fire against the people who say, like, you come up, you have a question, you have an answer. Whatever it is, I'm a pasuk or a rash, you have a question, you have an answer. Now, does that mean you're going to go around thinking like you're the God of the door because you had a question? No. Your question, answer, you enjoy yourself. Guy's like, what's the source for that? How do you know the answer is true? Why don't you shut up? I'm not even joking. I can't take these people. Who cares? So the person has a question and answer. It doesn't mean he's going to go around like telling everybody, I have a question, I have an answer, and we're going to change halachas. This person is enjoying himself. He's trying to learn. A Kaddish Baruch gave him a brain. He has a question. He's answering. That's how you learn. When people say that, like, what's the source for that? I'm like, it really bothers me. Because they're destroying a person's simcha and his learning. Because people don't like to ask questions. They're embarrassed to ask. They don't want to, I can't answer this. Because if the Kli Yakar doesn't say it, I can't say it. What are you talking about? Of course you could say it. Why can't you say your own Torah? Why can't you have a notebook with your own chidushim? Why not? You know how much geshmak you would have if you kept a little bit of a log of a thought? You had a thought on this. Something hit you. Not a question, but you had a ha'ara. This igr dekal duchka reminded you of something or it hit. Write it down. Tamudu biyodo, right? You're going to go up to Shema and they're going to say, where's it? It's supposed to be Tamudu biyodo. So Marshal says, you bring your notebook of chidushim. Tamudu biyodo. But people don't write because who am I to say chidush? Who are you? Kaddish Baruch Hu gave you a brain. He allows you to think. You think in other places in life, so why don't you think in Torah? Why not? So you're embarrassed. So don't show it to anybody. But a person should have a notebook. Chumash, Gemara. It doesn't have to be organized. Who cares? On your computer, on your phone.
On a note.
It should be organized. At least you could get to it. So at least you see, you know, after some time. A remez or some gematria, whatever. It is so important for the simcha that you come up with yourself. It's the Balagaiva who say such things. It's the Balagaiva who says, where do you know you could say that? Because they're upset that they didn't come up with that. That's what it is. Oh, it's not a good svar. Where's the source for that? Because they don't want anybody else. Like, it hurts me. Because they're really destroying a person's simcha learning. That's what the Bnei Yehuda is saying. You really want to enjoy learning, ask a question. You read a Gemara. Like, simple question. What's going on over here? What's actually going on over here? Now you're in the Gemara. Why do you say that? How could that be true? Sometimes those are actually Rashi's questions, sometimes they're Tosa's questions. Why is that true? The Rogachever's question. You know? A simple question. But we so seldom ask such questions. Why? I don't know. We're never allowed to ask because we're always in the passenger seat. The Rebbe's always teaching, you know. Be a driver. Don't be a passenger when it comes to learning. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. Open up anything you want. I don't care if it's a chumash. I've told people, open up a chumash. You do a shleimer anyway. Ask one question on a pasuk every day. You could ask a million questions. It's one question. Any pasuk, open up any pasuk, you could ask a question. And you could be medakti. You could say, why did you use this word? Up to the word S, right? Shem Ben Amasani darshaned every S in the Torah. He darshaned. There was an understanding of what there was. That shows you could ask any question. It doesn't. You're not going to become a Baal Gaiva over it. You're not going to go tell everybody, hey, buddy, you heard my question? Why does it say S? But for your S, get into it. It's so important. The Iker Simchas, Shehu Mazer Mi Daito B'Shmaitza. You're thinking about it. The Heim Chidushe Torah. You're Chidushim. And Chidushim can mean something novel. Chidushim can be, Nevesh Chaim says, something that you've, not Nevesh Chaim, but Chaim Chazer, something you clarify. You read something, and you read it again, and you get it clearer and clearer. That's a chiddush, because you got it even clearer than before. Right? We learn once, you learn it twice, you learn it a third time, a fourth time. It comes clearer and clearer and clearer. More synapses, more wirings, you understand the more it connects to other things. That's a chiddush. The kushyos v'terutzim shemechadish. Two questions and answering that you're being mechadish. It's your own question.
Seven times.
Don't be shy. Don't say it out loud, but to yourself. And keep a note of it. Why not? Ubetamim the dimyonos, you have a tamadover. Why is this? Or your medame? Oh, this gemara. This reminds me of another gemara in Yuma. It reminds me of a pasuk. It's a chiddush. You're in it. There's a simcha to that. You could do that in any sefer you're doing. It doesn't matter if it's Musar, it doesn't matter if it's Chassidus, anything. Oh, this Torah of the Nesivah Shalom reminds us of something that Baal Shem Tov said. You just created another line of the network. That's a chiddush, and that's a svar, and that's geshmak. That's where simcha comes from.
A shlemus.
You're building a shlemus. And each person, anytime that you connect to a certain Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you. That's a piece of you. Are we all have an os in the Torah? Right? So therefore, there's going to be certain things you're more connected to than others. Certain svarim, certain types of svaras, certain whatever. So when you feel that, get into it. That's you. That's actually you. So we go our whole lives, we deny ourselves. It's like, I can't even... Everybody's married here. It's like you know, dating, just meeting girls and girls and girls and girls and girls and girls, and never like settling down on one. Just, you meet next, another one. Settle down with one. Pick one that you enjoy.
I only dated one person.
Who?
My wife.
You saying you only did it?
Yeah.
You're a good man. All these chidushim, whether you're just being medama one gemara to another, that's called a chidush, that's called the svara, that's the ikr, the agra, the shmaitza svara. And that's what the simcha is. The simcha is. That's going to bring you to the schar mitzvah in this world of learning is the simcha shabbat, because that's what, right? When you have a good stock and there's dividends, I don't know if they still do that anymore. Right, you just keep plugging that money right back in. You reinvest, right? They offer you. So here, when you're learning it, it's a geshmak. You want to learn more, and then you want to learn more, and then it just keeps going, and then you become like, I never want to leave this place. That's what happens. This is the schar in all mazeh of the Torah, the simcha shavuot. We hear about it all the time, but why isn't a person? Don't jump anymore. But do people? Does everybody? Are they so excited to do the learning? I'm not saying everybody at the table. Everybody at the table. Maybe we're talking about somebody else. But is a person excited, or he does it because he has to? And if he has to and he's doing it, that's great. But there are higher madrigas, and you could be enjoying it more, you could be learning more. The more you enjoy something, the more you will do it. It's proof in the pudding. Right? What do you enjoy more? You know? At night, you have a choice. Do I go to the shir, or do I do something else? Well, it's going to, the answer more is very often, what do you enjoy more? When a person gets into his own learning, pick anything you want, but get into it. The Hakdama to the Egli Tal, Rabbi Nezer. So he goes into Torah, he's talking about Hakdama, he's talking about Simcha learning. It's a famous one, I went and tried to find it over here. I don't think we have it, or we have it somewhere else. Maybe tomorrow we'll look at it inside. And he says, some people might think that to get Simcha when you're learning is Lo Lishma.
It is.
Because Lishma learning should be Shem Hashem, it should be pure, you don't get any hana. It should be higher than that. He says, no, not a chance. He goes off. He says, no way. The Lishma learning is dafka when you enjoy it. Because if you're learning L'shem Hashem, it doesn't mean you're learning for a tainig. I'm eating so I have a tainig. But if you're learning L'shma and you're learning properly, that's etzem simcha. B'kudei Hashem Yishar, m'sam chelev. It's a memela. If you're learning properly and you're learning yashar, you're trying it, it will bring you to a simcha. A simcha of shleimas. It could be a simcha of hana if you have a chiddush. Different types of simcha. But that's what's going on here. That's what the Bnei Yo says. Igur d'shmaitza is the svar. Find your portion. It doesn't have to be gemara. You should learn gemara every day. But you have to find what do you enjoy the most. People have to, and you might have to check different svarim. Some people don't know. I didn't find my ikur hana from Gemara and then Mishnah Berurah. I found it somewhere else. And you just know that when you find your ikur hana and whatever chelik a kodesh put into your neshama for your chelik, if you get to that nekuda, it opens up all the other portions of Torah as well. What once was hard and difficult, the whole thing opens up. How much opens up? And it could be that you're chilek. I'll tell you ma'isa shahai. So I was, when I left Yeshiva Gedolah, and I came over here, I was learning myself, mom was learning myself, there was nobody here. And I totally stopped learning Ian. I couldn't learn it. I got burned from it. I couldn't learn it at all. I was learning the keys. It's a lot of good ones. The volume, Schwartz comes in to America. This is like 8 years ago. And I was learning this farm then, and I found out you can go meet him. So I drove to Brooklyn to meet him. And on the way, I'm thinking, like, what am I going to talk to him about? And I'm trying to, like, practice my Hebrew, you know, like, because I'm not. Shalom. Yeah, shalom. Hello. Shalom. So I'm going through again and again. And then okay, fine. I get there and I start telling him, like, I don't even know why I want to talk to you. But I just wanted to, I don't know why. So he's like, I said to him, I don't need to talk to you because I could just talk to Kodesh Baruch. And that's what I learned from the Sefer. From the Sefer from Bavavi. He talks about it. You don't have to talk to any person. You will get to it. Talk to a Kodesh Baruch. I said, I don't need to talk to you. I can talk to a Kodesh Baruch. He's like, so he starts smiling. He's like, oh, I just spoke about that in Ambar Park. So he's like, okay, tell me about your day. He's like, so I tell him, I'm learning here. This night. He's like, what are you learning? So I tell him. He's like, uh-huh. He's like, so we have a conversation. And at the end, he's like, let me tell you what you promise. He's like, you're not learning Ian. He's like, that's why I asked you at the beginning what's your learning schedule, because I knew something was off. So he says to me, he's like, at the beginning, I already knew what your problem was. I was a little bit all over the place. You're not learning Ian. I said, I was in a system and I didn't like it. It never worked for me. I didn't understand anything I was learning. I was in Shir for 2 years. I didn't understand a single word. He says, go speak to Rav Weinberg. Rav Weinberg, Rebbe, go speak to Rebbe. I'm like, okay, never thought to do that before. So about this, so I went in. I asked him, this is before YU days. So he said, Rebbe, you know, I'm sitting here, not learning Ian. Or Schwartz said I should speak to you. He's like, oh, okay. So he just starts talking about Ian, and he says, you know, there's two styles of Ian. He's like, there's the classic yeshiva style where you open, you start with a Gemara, see, Kama, Makas, whatever, and you go page by page, Gemara Shatosis, and then Ian. He's like, and then there was the Chassam Sofer Derech. I'm like, what's that? He said, Sugyas. These ones, sugyas. They would take a sugya, come from one Gemara, and then pull out Gemaras all over the place and put a whole thing. I'm like, that sounds interesting. I never even knew that existed. How would I know? I'm only in one system. He's like, I'll give you my makomos. So he gives me my makomos for a sugya. It was Birchas Erison, Iksubas. He gives me some makomos that he had. Right? Mom wrote it out for me. I have it somewhere. And I started learning a sugya. And I went from Gemara Ksubas to Gemara Kedushin to Gemara here and to a Rosh. Everything opened up.
Wow.
Everything opened up. I just didn't know that there was another style to learn. I didn't have to go anywhere else.
You never got exposed to that in Eretz Yisrael?
Right.
Sugyas, no, because most yeshivas learn the regular yeshiva literature style, which is just straight, you learn the Gemara. Sometimes you reference other parts of the Gemaras and things, and you do other reference other Gemaras, but you're sticking to the page. And the whole thing just opened me up. Sugyas. That's where my neshama needed. How was I supposed to know? Sometimes you need a tzaddik to just tell you there's something else. Anyway, we'll continue tomorrow.
Good.